when Vicki was talking about folks this morning that could pray so eloquently and people that we like to hear the words that they say. And I thought it was kind of ironic whenever she had wanted to do this stuff this morning to make a point. And how neat it is to see all the people that come and grow from strength to strength, that take what God has given them here in this place and go forward. I think of a lady a lot of Sundays, but I think about her lots of times when she would be one that you could call on to pray. And she was a little old thing. She weren't big as a minute, and she sat over there. But I remember Miss Iris Cotton's prayers, and if you've ever remember her pray, how, I mean, she could play the piano, we all know that, and could do all kinds of things, but she was a good teacher, but she was also a good prayer. And I know that she prayed for a lot of students throughout the years. She prayed for her children, her husband, her family, her grandchildren. She prayed for this church. And I'll tell you something else. She prayed for her pastor. Many days I have walked down that road just to go sit and talk with her, to share, to listen, to find a bit of solace sometimes in the midst of it all. She was a very wonderful lady. And when I think of new life and new goodness, I know that she has a new life today. I know that she's at home in heaven in a new creation that we're going to be talking about this morning in Isaiah's words to us from the prophet Isaiah, the 65th chapter, verses 17 through 25. It says, "For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but only a few days, or an old person who does not live at a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people will be, says God, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. Before they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall eat together. The lion shall eat straw just like the ox. But the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on all of my holy mountain." The word of God this day for us, His children. Thanks be to God.